Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Shike.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shike. So thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. We want to encourage you to be inviting friends to join us and join the conversation here at Eagles on the Hill. Just let them know that they can find us wherever they listen to podcasts or on YouTube, but just by searching for us. And grow in faith. Join us as we together follow Jesus and draw strength from Him to fly like an eagle. Today, we're going to be talking about politics. How's that for getting ourselves in trouble right away at the beginning here? But the reality is that we as followers of Jesus live in two kingdoms. We live in the right-hand kingdom, as we talk about it, the kingdom of the church, the spiritual world, if you will, the spiritual kingdom. And we also live in the left-hand kingdom, the kingdom that's been given to us, in our case, for most of us listening to this, the United States of America. And so we're citizens of two kingdoms, and God calls us to be faithful as citizens of both of those kingdoms, to keep them in balance, of course, because eternity is what is most important. And yet God has given us this gift of the United States of America. And we have been given the gift of being able to be part of the governing process of not only our nation, but our state and our local communities. And so it's imperative, it's important, incumbent upon us as Christians to live out that calling as citizens of the left-hand kingdom. So I want to just kind of let you know some ways in which you can do that effectively today on the podcast. Now, most of us listening to the podcast, I'm going to guess, live in the state of Nebraska. And many of us live in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is where I live. And so we could be more specific about that today in the podcast. But I know that we have listeners around the country and even some actually in various countries around the world. I don't know who those folks are, but nevertheless, listening to us in various countries. And so I want to kind of broaden our scope to the United States, first of all, just briefly for those who live outside of Nebraska, and then zero in and focus on Nebraska itself. Now, the saying goes, all politics is local. And so a lot of the things that are most important to us are not happening on the national level, although many of those things are very important. But a lot of the important things are on the local level, the state level. And so we want to find ways to be active here in local state politics. All right. So one of the ways in which you can keep informed is by going to a website. I'll put that up here on the screen if you're on YouTube. It's called Family Research Council, FRC.org, FamilyResearchCouncil.org. FRC is their website, FRC.org. And on that website is a plethora of information about things that go on around the country and also ways in which you can get involved in your own particular state. So for instance, if you go to the website, FRC.org, and you click on About FRC up top in the right-hand corner, you'll see the drop-down menu appear. And part of that drop-down menu are state groups. So if you click on state groups, you get a map. And you just hover over your state, wherever your state might be. I'm kind of moving the cursor on YouTube here around all these different states. And click on whatever state you want to find out about. Wherever state you live. So if you live in Pennsylvania, you just hover over Pennsylvania, click on that state, and you'll get information about that state. Each state varies. They vary from state to state. So some more, some less, but nevertheless, a way to get active in your state. Now, if you go to the state of Nebraska, let's close out the FRC.org and go to a different site here. NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org is a great website for you to keep informed about the things going on in the Nebraska legislature. Nebraska, for those who don't live here, and maybe this is news to you if you do, I don't know, but it's kind of a weird state. It's a different state. It doesn't have an upper and lower house. It doesn't have a Senate and a House of Representatives, so to speak. But Nebraska has a unicameral, which is supposedly, bipartisan, so or nonpartisan. So, in other words, you're supposed to just go in there and I guess vote your conscience. I wasn't here when all this was put into place, but it's supposed to be nonpartisan. The reality is that people who serve in the unicameral in Nebraska are Republican or Democrat, by and large. And but, you know, they try to get along. Last year did not get along so well at all. This year seemed to be doing a little bit better, getting along with one another. But nevertheless, there's some significant policy differences where people are on different sides of the proverbial aisle in the Nebraska State Legislature. So if you go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, now you may or may not agree with everything that the NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org says, but nevertheless, it's a great way to get informed. When you go to the website, right up top is called Bill Tracker. And if that doesn't show up on the screen initially, you can click on Bill Tracker up top, and it will let you know all of the bills that the Nebraska Family Alliance is following in the legislature. Some of these are never going to see the light of day. Others of them will, and will affect our lives dramatically. So let's take a look at the Bill Tracker, and you'll see what's there. Let's click on Bill Tracker. And the first set of bills, they have them divided by topics. So the first set of bills concerns issues of life. Why? Because I would agree with Nebraska Family Alliance that life is the most important issue before any legislature, because it is one of the things that God has given to us. We have the right to life, not given to us by government or by some ruler, some king, but given to us by God himself. And so part of the state's job, the government's job, role is to protect life. Well, of late, government has not always done the best job protecting life. And so here we are. Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision, which legalized abortion throughout 9 months of pregnancy, was in place for roughly 50 years. And it is no longer in place. It was overturned. So now the states have to deal with this issue of life. And so there are a lot of bills in, I would guess, every state legislature regarding the gift of life, or regarding women's health care, as it's called, which is a euphemism for abortion. So here we go. In 2024, the 108th legislature, second session, the 2024 bill tracker regarding life. There are three bills that the Nebraska Family Alliance is supporting: the Pregnancy Help Act, the Newborn Safe Haven Act, and to increase penalties for causing the death of an unborn child. They're supporting all of those. And we'll delve into this in a minute. And then there are a number of bills, five of them, that the Nebraska Family Alliance is opposing with regard to life. Expanding abortion and allowing sex change surgeries on children, they're opposing. Expanding abortion, they're opposing. Creating a constitutional right to abortion in Nebraska, they're opposing. A constitutional amendment to prohibit any pro-life laws, they're opposing that. And to create a constitutional right to abortion, they're opposing that as well. You can see some of those bills are similar. For instance, the third and fifth one that I read both concern a constitutional right to abortion, but both of those were set forth. So they'll, I'm guessing, be combined if they have not been combined already. So what you can do then is go over and click on the Learn More section. So let's just do this for the Newborn Safe Haven Act. Let's just do that. We'll click on Learn More. And when you click on Learn More, you find out the status of that bill as it's gone through various committees and so forth. You'll find on the right-hand side of the page an opportunity for you to view the transcripts of the debates about that bill. So you'll see who's speaking in favor of it, who's speaking against it, the arguments for, the arguments against. We'll look at one of these in a little bit so you can get an idea of what's there. Typically, for some of them, if there's an opportunity, you can go and submit comments for them as well. So we'll see some of that as well here as we get going. So let's go down. Let's look at the creating a constitutional right to abortion. This is one of the bills that the Nebraska Family Alliance opposes. We can click on Learn More, and we can find out transcripts here again on the right-hand side to, you know, be able to see who's again for it, who's against it, what they're talking about. This is going to be an important bill because this, if it goes through, I believe will wind up coming before the voters, and that is to change our Nebraska Constitution to be able to, as this bill says, protect the right of reproductive freedom. I think we already have freedom to reproduce. I think what they're actually saying, but of course you never want to say this, is to protect the right to an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. If it were called that, of course, it probably wouldn't pass. But of course, everybody's in favor of reproductive freedom. On the other hand, I think we already have that. But we're not going to delve into any of these too deeply here. Constitutional amendment to prohibit any pro-life laws. Learn more. And you can go there. Again, the same thing happens. All these different transcripts and stuff are available to you. Some of these are up for public comment. And so they'll be in the Learn More section. There'll be an opportunity for you to submit your comment. And you can submit your comment in a public fashion so that it can become part of the public record. Or I believe also you can submit your comment in a way that it would not become part of the public record. So there's other bills here that you can find out about under the category of religious freedom. There's four bills that are before the legislature or before various committees. Number one, defending public school employees' religious freedom. Sounds like a good idea to me. Protecting religious freedom, personal data privacy protection, and medical conscience rights. So there's four bills. They are Family Alliance. Nebraska Family Alliance is supporting all of those bills. Then there's a whole bunch of bills under education and parental rights. And again, you can go online and look at all these. I'm going to stop reading all of them. But just to kind of give you a sense of what's there, there's the Save Girls Sports bill, which of course the Nebraska Family Alliance is supporting. I would support that as well. Having biological males compete with biological females, it seems to me, will destroy women's sports, and that should set us back quite a ways. So I would think we would be in favor of saving girls' sports there. Strengthen parental rights and academic transparency. Various bills. I think some of these bills actually have to do with pornography and enabling or forcing pornographic websites to get your age in order that young kids not be exposed to pornographic websites, those kinds of things. Under marriage, or maybe that shows up under marriage and family. There it is. Under marriage and family, the Online Age Verification Liability Act. And there it is. So that currently, for instance, the Judiciary Committee just held a hearing on that and they took no immediate action. So the bill is still in committee. However, it says there Senator Merman has designated this bill as his priority bill. Or her priority bill. I'm not sure who Senator Merman is. But again, you can learn more. You can submit comments here. This one, you can submit comments online. So there you go, if you want to submit a comment about that. So the point is, there is just lots to be learned online at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org in order to be able to be a politically engaged Christian. And again, you may differ with some of Nebraska Family Alliance's supporting or opposing these various bills. But I know of no better way to be able to get informed about these things than to go there. And you can, again, read all the transcripts of all the things going on, find out more than you ever dreamed you could know, and be engaged in the political process. So I share this with you because, again, it's important for us as Christians to be active in the right-hand kingdom, the kingdom of the church, the kingdom that will last forever. That's certainly important for us as Christians, but also important for us to be involved in the left-hand kingdom, the gifts that God has given to us in the United States of America, where we can be active in the governing of our land and our state and our community. So just encourage you with this, be making your voice heard, be informed, and then also, well, that will certainly help you to vote wisely when it comes time to vote. And of course, voting is, I would say, an obligation for us, a privilege for us as Christians living in the United States. So you'll be ready to go with that. That's what we got for you at Eagles on the Hill today. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about this podcast or other topics that you'd like us to talk about. Remember, as we close, that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and soar on wings like eagles. We thank God for his promise and know that his promises are always true. Thanks for listening today to the podcast.